This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, July 14th. God's word for you today is the vessel. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. And it says, "But this beautiful treasure is contained in us, cracked pots made of earth and clay, so that the transcendent character of this power will be clearly seen as coming from God and not from us." Can we start our time in God's presence today with thanksgiving? Let us thank God for all that He is doing in this season and for all that He will still do. Thank God for healing the sick, for restoring lives, for energizing destinies, for promotion, and for certifications. Let us thank God in advance for that which eye had not seen, for that which ear has not heard, for that which has not begun to enter into the heart of man. Amen. Our anchor scripture for the next few days is Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 10, the classic story of dry bones coming alive. Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 7 says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me, and He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, 'Mortal, can these bones live?' I answered, 'O Lord God, You know.' Then He said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. The hand of the Lord will come upon you. Say amen in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As you prophesy, and as prophecy is said over you, there will be a noise, there will be a rattling, there will be a sorting, there will be an arrangement, there will be a prayering, there will be a joining." Ezekiel 37 verse 8 to 10 says, "I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then He said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as He commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude." The emphasis is on the frailty of the vessel, on how He is just dust. By the time God is done with us in this season, we will be standing on our feet and we will be occupying territories in the name of Jesus. There is a lot of misconception when it comes to the supernatural. People have different ideas. Some say the spiritual does not exist. It is just a figment of our imagination. Some just take what is handed to them. But we do not even have to look far to know that the supernatural exists. If you insist on seeing everything before you believe it, I invite you to touch a live wire. Even though you cannot see the current, you will be a believer immediately you touch it. You need to understand that the supernatural controls the physical, and you have to be an active participant in the supernatural. Let us pray. Father, I will prophesy as you command me. As I hear, I speak. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.